It's time for the Yoda Squirts podcast.
This squirt is brought to you by Fiber. It not only makes you poop, but it sprays delicate perfume into the air.
Behold, for in the beginning I hadn't any pants, and then after the beginning, I still hadn't any pants, for it is much more comfortable to be without pants than to wear them.
I've got to fart, see if you can hear this, baby. Hooray!
I have come from many galaxies away to watch over the safety of humans and eat their fried chicken and partake of their women. These things you will give to me, or else you will feel my wrath instead of my protection. Now please, hand them over. Yes, that's right, put them all on the line. Thank you, yes. Excellent. Now I will begin my work.
Come bring to me everything that I desire.
Maybe, perhaps, some chocolate would be nice. I think a bit of chocolate would be nice.
Okay, that's enough fun with Echo for now. Welcome to Squirt 14, another squirt that we can have fun with together. Two nuns walk into a bar. One says, "Oh dear, I'm afraid I have a stick up my butt." And the other says, "No, that's just my finger." If your underwear is too tight, it chafes. If your underwear is too loose, it chafes. If you're not wearing any underwear at all, you get called dirty names. Here's a question. If you were going to date an Asian chick, would you rather date one direct from Japan or one that was born and raised in America? A quick gear update. I'm getting a new mixer soon, so I'm not sure how that's going to change the sound of the show. You might not find that all that interesting, but what many of you may find more interesting, for those of you that play the guitar, is I've ordered a couple packs of the new Dean Markley Jimi Hendrix strings. One set of pure nickel, the other of nickel-plated steel. After I've got them and played them for a while, I'll let you know what I think. I'd just like to point out that Kim Kardashian's got a big butt and big titties. The only substance on this earth harder than diamonds are hard nipples. Well, there are lots of voicemails for this show, so let's get to it.
Hey Yoda, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat.
Very interesting. However, I don't think he said it quite fast enough, so through the power of computers, I've made it faster.
Hey Yoda, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat.
And then here's another voicemail.
Dude, your show rocks. You need to do more cool stuff, though. Can you get some more music on here? Thanks. Bye.
Maybe I will get more music on here. If any of you have any little bits of music that you created yourself, like maybe some quick guitar pieces, if it's good, feel free to send it in.
Hello. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Oh, blah, blah.
Now that's what I call an interesting social commentary.
Hey, Yoda Squirts. Love your show. Think it's awesome. I've been getting them since Squirt 9. I hope I be on Squirt 14, 15, or whatever one I get on. See ya.
There's energy for ya. And here's another voicemail from Jonathan. How do I know that's his name? By the power of the next voicemail.
Hey, it's Jonathan. I love the show. Hey, I got a joke. Think you should hear it. It goes like this. Three guys on an island, and and what happens is that they want to leave the island, so they find a boat. They had to go through the bushes. They came to a tribe of Indians. The Indians said, "We'll let you live if you go to the forest and get us 10 apples." So they did. The first guy came back with 10 apples. Now the Indian said you have to stick them up your butt. You cannot squeal or laugh. He makes up the four, but he squealed, so they killed him. The second guy made it up. It came with 9 grapes. It came with 10 grapes. And he told him to stick them up his butt and he cannot squeal or laugh. He went all the way up to 9, but he laughed. They killed him. And then in heaven, the guy with the apples asked the guy with the grapes, "Why did you laugh? You were almost there." The guy with the grapes said, "I saw the third guy. He was coming with watermelons." That was the joke. I hope you liked it. See ya.
Nice joke. Thanks everyone for calling in. You're all cooler than a hippo covered in grease. Don't forget, boys and girls, if you want to call in and be a part of the show, the voicemail number is 206-350-3356. As a matter of fact, if any of you had any questions or needed any advice on anything, I'd be happy to misinform you. Just email your questions or call them into the voicemail, and I'll put them on the show. If you have any dry patches, remember to rub lotion into them. Keep in mind, it's probably not the best idea to declare your hot neighbor a dry patch. Besides, I don't think it'd go over very well if you went up to her and said, "Excuse me, I have some lotion here. Are you dry or are you wet?" And now, my parting thought. Remember, when life gets a bit rough, don't cry over spilled milk, especially if it's breast milk. Okay, looks like another short little show, but unfortunately, that is all that I was able to fit in the time I had available. But never fear, another show will be coming out. If you want to be a part of the show, call the voicemail. The number is, once again, 206-350-3356. That's 206-350-3356. The email address for the show is yodasquirts@gmail.com. And the website for the show is yodasquirts.blogspot.com. Thank you for joining us for this squirt. And come back next time for another bucket full of squirt with all the goodness that it contains. Bye!